I'm Bud Hughes of Verdant Partners. I'm the president of First Seed Foundation. And First Seed Foundation is a nonprofit affiliate of the American Seed Trade Association, working to expand education and knowledge of the seed industry, and also to get our message out to young people so that we can attract bright new minds to the industry. Seed industry is a exciting, dynamic, high-tech industry today, and we want to make sure that that we can bring the brightest and sharpest young minds back to bear on this industry. And that's really the focus of our program. We were founded in 2008, and since then we've taken on several key initiatives. This program has been funded by the generous donations of many industry participants, and from those funds, we've really put 96%, in fact, of those funds have gone to work on our programs, with only 4% actually going to overhead. So we've tried to be good stewards of that money, and we've really done four major initiatives since we got started. The first was in addition to our website and just our general communications, we've actually put together a product we call Grow, a seed career program, and it's really a career kit aimed at high school students in grades 9 through 12 that shows to them the various aspects of our industry. We don't all wear overalls and ride tractors every day. There are many facets of our industry, and we want people to see that whether their interest is in marketing and communications or computer skills, or all the way back to being a biologist or a plant breeder, that there are many different careers available in this industry. So this program has been put out successfully now to, we estimate, over 500,000 high school students and still growing. The second project is that we've just taken on is something we call Tomato Sphere. Tomato Sphere was actually originally put together in Canada with several participants, including the University of Guelph and some others, but also the Canadian Space Agency. And Tomato Sphere takes tomato seeds as an example of a biology project, and puts them into the classroom so that young students in elementary and middle school can take and compare seeds. We send some stressed seeds along with some regular seeds to them, let them grow the seeds out and compare them and try to guess. We don't tell them, try to guess which one's which. One of the really interesting things that we did with this last year is the stressed seeds actually came off the space shuttle. So they went to space, they hung out up there with the astronauts. We brought them back, sent them out along with regular seeds to the students and said, grow these out and see if you can figure out which is which. And once they finish their projects, they submit their results online, and then they find out, was it A or B? So it's got some biology in there. We tie it to space and that whole piece of it. Really good program we're excited about. And First the Seed Foundation has just taken over this program for the United States. So we're very very proud to be sponsoring that program now. More recently, we've just developed our first seed-specific school curriculum. It's called Planting the Seed, and it's been recently developed and now ready to roll out. And it's a curriculum based on the STEM approach, the science, technology, engineering, and math system that's completely aligned with all the various school guidance programs to make sure that we're giving the teachers some curriculum that not only addresses our industry, but also fits in with everything they need to do and everything that they need to be aligned with. That program was developed through some generous donations He's actually geared at grades 6 through 8, so middle school. One of the other things we're doing in conjunction with those things is we've developed several years ago now what we call an ambassadors program, SEED ambassadors program, where we actually take people from our industry, people who work in this industry today, who know this industry, and encourage them to be spokesmen for what we do. There's nothing better than to take someone who works actively in the SEED industry and let them speak to their local schools, their local civic organizations, and spread the good word and tell the stories and answer the questions about what we do in this industry. So the ambassadors program continues to grow and attract participants as well. Something we're really excited to announce today is our programs continue to grow in scope. This thing that started off as an offshoot of ASTA has really grown to a point where it's time to bring in a full-time program administrator. And to that end, we've just announced, and we're announcing that Mr. Jim Reynolds has joined our group and will be the administrator for first the SEED Foundation's programs, including Tomato Sphere, including the curriculum projects, including the career development. But to be a spokesman, to be a manager and administrator for our program, Jim's got a great background for this. Jim's a retired educator, former coach, former biology and life sciences teacher, former high school principal. He gets it. He's not someone who spent a career in the SEED industry, but he understands what we do. Jim's very much an individual that's tied to the earth and to the ground. He's a conservationist. He's a active guy in radio. Great communicator. And we're just tickled to death to have him join us and come on and bring a face to First the Seed program that we just haven't had up until now. So that's our update.